joined here by the head coach of the Pattonsburg boys. They're in a good spot here. Whenever you can get a bye in district play, I know coaches, and we'll talk about this a little bit, you always worry about getting a little bit flat with not being able to play that first night, but you also you avoid the risk of a loss that would end your season. So I'm going to look for a little bit of a district action here with Pattonsburg. If I can find it, and there we go. Boys basketball, Class 1, District 15. I just double-checked with you on this, Coach. You're going to King City on Wednesday night for your first game, right?
Yeah, we'll play Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, 6 o'clock against King City.
King City, that's a team that I've seen. It's a young basketball team, but when you're young, I think you have the ability to get good quickly. Which county your scouting report on the Wildcats this year?
Well, they're big, big and physical. They run several seniors, actually. They got some good younger mix with them, but a lot of their kids, they got a set of twins, both Moss brothers. They're 6'4", and I don't know how much they weigh. One's 6'4", one's a little smaller, but they're big and physical inside. They've done a good job with them, and their coach has done for a young coach, has done extremely well getting them prepared and doing well for the season. So,
I did their game against Trenton back at the GRC Showcase, and I kind of heard through the grapevine that King City, they have good young talent, but they're not quite the same team that they were when you played them about a month ago. They've had some guys who just are no longer on the team, it sounds like.
Well, but I think they're back.
Are they? Okay.
I think they got everything kind of taken care of, and they're back to playing. So, and anyway, last night they had everybody back against Stanbury. So.
Well, if that's the case, the first time around you go to King City on the 17th of January and you won 64-63. So that was a heck of a matchup back on the 17th.
It was, and it was one of those things early we did. We were ahead at one time by 11 in the fourth quarter, and for a little bit we had the same thing happen several times. We did it at St. Joe Christian first time as we let them back in it. Ended up winning on the buzzer, but our point guard, Gage Eddings, went down with 3 minutes to go, and so we had to try to manipulate the rest of the game without our starting point guard. So. And I was glad the other guy stepped up, and we did figure out a way to win. So
you're in the first game tomorrow night in the semifinals. The second game is going to be Winston and Stuartsville-Osborne. Winston's a 2, and Stuartsville-Osborne is a 3. How good of a matchup is that in your mind, Coach?
They're pretty good. We seen Winston early in the year. One of the first few games that we beat them in overtime. But that was another game. We was ahead by 9 with 3 minutes to go, and just fizzled at the end, and ended up beating them in overtime. And, in fact, they went ahead 5-0 in overtime, and we won by 4 or 5. I can't remember now. They got a big physical guy. And then Osborne Stuartsville got a kid, one good kid. It's one of the better 1A basketball players around the area. Does a lot of good things for them. And then they got a second kid that's pretty good. So whoever, if we would be fortunate enough to win against King City, you'd have to play another good game on that in that round also.
That's what you expect this time of year, though. The more you win, the tougher the games get, right?
Yeah, they do. They do. And even in our district seating, there wasn't a team, 1 through 7, a team is capable of beating anybody that night. I mean, there wasn't some teams in there that you're going, oh, my gosh. There'll be a bunch of blowouts early. Well, there really hasn't been yet. So it'll be like even last night with the Winston, 2 seed playing 6 seed, and I think it was. Anyway, all the games are starting to run in my head. They only won by 20, so it wasn't like it was a big overpowering game either. So
I know the game went overtime. It didn't necessarily go your way in overtime last week against Princeton, but exciting ball game at your place. How fun was the matchup against Princeton if you just take the final score out of it? It sounded like a great game.
It was a great game. They got ahead of us by 7 in the first quarter, and then we won actually the second, third, and fourth quarters. And they basically won the first quarter in overtime. So, the finals, they had a scoreboard at the end. We had a couple kids foul out, but we were trying to foul, and they made free throws at the end. But it was an exciting game. It was fun to watch. The atmosphere in the gym was really good. If you would have told me going into the game that Talon Holt would only have 11 points, I'd say I'd take that. He's way too good a player to hold down, but they had a kid, Cooper Boxley. I've seen a little bit of him, and I've seen a lot on Princeton, but he came out and hit he had 11 points in the first quarter. And they were three threes and a two, and yeah, we just so we had to switch up what we were doing and guard him some more, but we did a good job defensively. I thought we played hard. That's as hard as we played for four quarters and an overtime in a long time, and that was good to see.
It's funny how these districts go, because Princeton's a really good basketball team. They end up in a pretty tough district. They met Putnam County last night, and they lost. So, it's a good reminder to the boys. That good Princeton team you saw last Tuesday, they're done, and that's the way it goes this time of year.
And it is, and it's the difference between 1A and 2A. I mean, you know, we played Maysville twice, not last week, the week before, and, you know, they thumped us pretty good twice, but, you know, they're going into the district where they got Plattsburgh and Gallatin and West Platte, and, you know, even Gallatin beat them earlier in the season, and they're just a three seed, so you just never know.
What's the key for you guys? You know, we'll just kind of look at this broad brush. You're a number one seed, so you use the term take care of your business, win a couple of games, get yourself to the playoffs. It's a lot harder than that. What are the keys for you guys to play your best in order to get to Friday night and get a victory?
Honestly, we have not been shooting the ball very good. I mean, against Princeton the other night, I look at it, we did have 11 threes. But we did not shoot the ball, I didn't think, very good. Not like we were around Gilman City tournament time and things like that. We're playing better defense, but our offense isn't coming. We just got to get up and down the court and keep pushing the ball and keep going and just keep playing hard and rebound. When we tend to rebound, we tend to do a lot better job.
King City and Pattonsburg are going to be at matchup semifinals, District 15 from King City. That will be Wednesday night at 6. Coach Bill Podorf, thanks for the chat. Good luck tomorrow night against the Wildcats.
All right. Hey, thank you.